You separated it up.
January, February, March, and then everybody farmed for a living, and they had to be at
The children had to work too.
Oh, that's right.
And when they got the crop laid by, they'd have two months in the summer, July and August, and that time
would help get on the crop. You went to school in July and August after everything had been planted, but before it gets taken up. Oh, I see.
That's why I didn't find it like that.
That's
children had to be at home to help make the crop, and then they had to be out in the fall to help gather.
Everybody worked.
Raised cotton, they had to pick that by hand. There wasn't no machines to pick it back then. Might not have everything way back then, you had to do it by hand.
How did you make your clothes?
We had to make them by hand.
How did you make the cloth? Did you buy the cloth?
No, yeah. They made the cloth mostly. That was just when I was real little. I don't know.
I can remember my mother making cloth.
Really? Spinning?
Yeah, they had those looms, they'd have to make the thread.
Make a thread and then weave it in the cloth.
Had sheep to make, they'd share their own sheep and spin the thread. They had these little, you've seen them.
The wheel.
The spinning wheel. They'd had some kind of cards that they'd rub together, put some of the wool on the, or cotton, whichever it was it's going to make. Put it on those cards and they'd pull it like that, and get the trash and the knots and stuff out of it. And then they'd make it into little rolls, a little bigger than a finger, about that long. And then they'd spin it into thread on those wheels and then on those spinning wheels. And then they'd take those looms, they'd have to put the thread one way, they call it the warp.
Uh-huh.
They'd have to just run that again somehow. I never did learn how. And then when they'd go to weaving, they'd have a shuttle that'd run it this way, and every time they'd run the thread through, they'd have to paddle that to make the thread, I don't know what to call that thing. They pulled it together, and beat it up to close together.
Did you have dyes?
Yes.
How did it get dyed?
Well, most of it, way back when they was making the cloth like that, they'd get different barks and things. You've seen walnuts.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd get the hulls off of the walnuts, outside hull, and that would make a pretty brown dye. Different things would color different. And they'd make soap too.
How'd you make soap?
Well, they'd buy a lye to get it ready made, and would use some grease, that they wouldn't use in cooking. They'd keep that, and they'd have to have so much grease and they'd have these big wash pots. You ever seen one of those big?
I might have.
Oh, they'd be all different sizes.
Well, 10 gallons.
And they'd put that lye in the water and the grease and boil it to make a soap. Oh, but that was really strong.
Imagine with the lye.
Here, what? Well, I covered that. I have here about the lamps, the kerosene lamps have gotten off away from the household business.
How did you light them?
Little lamps. I guess you've seen the little. They'd have the first ones I remember